Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, September 22, 2025, and we have a great mix of religion and spirituality headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
HWPL World Peace Summit highlights global momentum for peace initiatives. Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, HWPL, recently hosted the 11th HWPL World Peace Summit in Cheongju, South Korea, bringing together 800 global leaders to showcase achievements and vision for peace. The summit highlighted progress in international law, with the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War gaining support, peace education being integrated into school curricula in Zambia and Mongolia, and the launch of the Solidarity of Religions Peace Committee. HWPL Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasized global cooperation for peace, while former Croatian President Ivo Josipovic stressed the importance of banning war. The summit also discussed Korean reunification and noted a rapid increase in HWPL's global membership, now exceeding 580,000. Satellite events in 78 cities worldwide will continue through October, engaging over 15,000 leaders in peacebuilding discussions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.